Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. For the next 3 weeks, we are going to enjoy some westerns. This was a favorite genre for the golden age of radio. The first popular western was The Lone Ranger, with its stirring classical theme music, which is the William Tell Overture by Rossini, written for an 1829 opera about William Tell. The Lone Ranger was aimed at juveniles, but it quickly became a hit with people of all ages. The Lone Ranger was meant to be a role model for youth, and he didn't smoke, drink, or get involved in romance of any kind in the plot lines. Sponsored by regional bakeries, it was syndicated on many different radio shows of the stations that would become the Mutual Broadcasting Network in 1939. We have selected two very dramatic episodes from 1938 that I'm sure you will enjoy. First, we have a story about how the Lone Ranger and Tonto deal with cattle thieves who go into a very crooked business. This is the Lone Ranger 2-Bit Cattle Toll, first broadcast April 25th, 1938, on a group of associated stations that later became Mutual.
Horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Figure of the plains rode the trails of the western United States, helping the agencies of law to bring peace to a lawless new land. It was the famous Lone Ranger, his identity unknown to anyone except his loyal Indian friend Tonto. Adventure always followed him in his exciting exploits. So let's thrill once again as we turn back many years to the wild and untamed west of old. The Lone Ranger rides again!
Come on, Silver Old Boy! That's it, old fellow! We have a long, hard job ahead of us! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Eagle Pass was a narrow cut between two sheer walls of solid rock. It separated the fertile valley where fine cattle grazed from the trail that led to the nearest shipping point. The general store and hotel, run by old Pop Carter, was located at the pass. Here the cattlemen were accustomed to pause for rest and supplies before continuing their cattle drives eastward. In the first scene of our Lone Ranger drama, we find Clem Peabody guiding his large herd toward the pass.
Hey there, Pop. Don't go if you ain't a sight for sore eyes.
Hi, Clem. Maybe you won't be so glad to see me when you hear what I got to tell you.
Hold there. Oh, steady, boy. I'll draw up and pass the word while I wait for the critters to catch up to me. I got the finest stock ever. Just look at them longhorns.
Yeah.
What's the matter? You look like you'd aged 10 years since last time I come through here.
Reckon I have, Clem. Things ain't been good with me.
The matter?
Big Bill Lawson's outfit.
Them car thieves working around here?
Not exactly. But you'll have trouble with them.
I got men to wipe them out.
Don't get that sort of idea, Clem. Take a look ahead. There's bars across the pass. You see?
What's in for?
Toll.
Toll?
Yep. You see, my land went across the pass, as you know.
Sure, but what about it?
I always had a pretty fair income from a store there. And I was glad to leave things stand like they was. But then Big Bill and his breeds and polecats come along.
Where they at now?
Right inside my place. They took it over.
You mean they took
it? I mean they bought it from me. I had my choice of selling or die.
Well, of all things.
So I sold it to them. And they let me stay here to sort of tell you and all other ranchers that'll be passing this way how things stand. Ah, Clem, it's a bad state of affairs.
What's Lawson want?
Cash.
You said something about toll.
Yep. 2 bits for every head that goes through the pass.
2 bits? Well, I got over 2,000 head of cattle.
Then it'll cost you plenty to get them through the pass.
Oh, I won't pay it. It's robbery.
I'm afraid you ain't no choice, Clem.
I'll turn back.
I'll go back and you won't get no cows to market. You know as well as I do that you can't go around no other way.
Doggone it, it'll mount up to near $500.
Well, if you prefer, you can sign 1/4 of your cattle over to Big Bill.
1/4 of my cattle? That's even worse robbery.
Yeah. You see, he don't want to take the cattle. He'd sooner have the cash.
But if I give him 500 cows, I'll never come out even.
I know it. So's Big Bill. He's figuring nobody'll leave cattle with him.
Darned if I will. Is that him over yonder?
Yeah, that's him.
I'll go see him. Get up there! $500 or 500 head of cattle. I should see that. Hey there, Lawson. I want to talk with you.
I figured you would. What's your name?
Clem Peabody from the Bar X-Brand. What's this I hear about you robbing men that aim to get to market?
I ain't robbing nobody, Peabody. I own this land now. If you want to cross, you pay 2 bits a head for cows. That's all there is to it.
I've heard of you and your outlaws and your rustling.
Now, hold on there, Peabody. I don't like to listen to that kind of talk. In the first place, there ain't a lawman in the country looking for me or any man that's with me.
There ain't a lawman wouldn't like to have some proof of the things you've done.
That may be right. But lacking proof, they can't do much, can they?
So now you scheme a legal way to rob folks. Well, I ain't no cash with me.
That's all right, Peabody. Cash or cattle, it don't matter.
1 cow to you for every 3 I take through.
Them's the terms.
It's robbery.
I don't aim to make it too hard for you, gents. You can give me your note and pay it when you come back here on your way home.
You're mighty trusting, ain't you?
Of course, you could go the long way around through the hills.
And travel 100 miles to cross the canyon.
If you went through the pass and took the other route back, I'd just send men to your ranch to collect on the note. So I don't take no chance in trusting you, see?
$500.
If you got 2,000 head, that's just right.
Why, you ornery low-down...
I don't like harsh words, Peabody. Now pay up. Sign a note or turn your cattle back. 1 of the 3.
What if I head right on through?
I'd order my boys to open fire on your critters for trespassing on my land. Reckon I know my legal rights.
Reckon you're a dirty polecat. I have to give you my note. Ain't no choice. And wait till I tell the boys at the Longhorn Cafe about your scheme. Just you wait. I ain't done yet.
The Longhorn Cafe was filled with cattlemen and cowboys. Clem Peabody entered and joined his friends. They gathered around him while he told of the Lawson gang in control of Eagle Pass.
Ain't the darnest thing you ever heard tell of?
But Clem, I don't see how Lawson could get away with that sort of thing.
He's a-doing it.
Did you talk to the sheriff?
I talked to the sheriff, talked to the banker, and talked to the United States Marshal. They all said he was within his rights.
Charging toll?
Yep, he can charge whatever he doggone pleases.
Fact is, if you don't want to let the cattle through, he can stop it altogether.
That's doggone funny law, if you ask me.
Well, what's a man to do about it? Here, I got the cash of my cattle. I'm going to hand over $500 of it to that ornery coyote on my way back.
What if you don't do it?
He's holding my note.
Yeah, but just the same.
If I don't pay the cash, he'll stop me from going back to my ranch.
Now, ain't that the darnest thing you ever hear of?
It's getting so a man can't make a living no more.
And the worst of it is, every cattleman in the valley will have to do the same doggone thing.
How many men is there?
Land sakes, ain't you never heard? That's the biggest grazing in the whole state.
Must be at least 50 or 60 ranches there.
At least that. Runs on for miles in every direction.
How many head do you figure will come through there this year?
Shucks, if they ain't over 150,000 head, I miss my guess.
What you need, Clem's drink?
I need a couple of them. Barkeep, fetch up that bottle and set it down.
Tonto, did you hear what Clem Peabody was telling?
Tonto, here.
The law has tried for years to put Bill Lawson and his gang in jail.
Them plenty bad.
Nothing has ever been proved against them, though.
Them find way to beat law.
There's a disguise on my face, all right, Hunter.
It plenty good.
I'll not be recognized if I move around here in the cafe without a mask.
No.
And I'm going to get closer and hear more of what Clem Peabody has to say.
You maybe talk to him,
I think I will. Come over this way with me, Tonto.
If you don't want to pay 2 bits a head, you can leave a quarter of your cattle.
25% of your cows?
That's right.
What can Sam Hill with Lawson do with all that cattle?
He won't do nothing with it. He don't figure on getting none. All he wants is a cash money.
Rottenest game ever heard tell of.
It certainly is, Lyle.
Did you hear that, Tonto? Lawson would have a hard time handling a lot of cattle.
That's right.
And with his reputation as an outlaw, he'd have an almost impossible time selling branded cattle. All I could do would be to hold it for a year and sell the unbranded calves. Toto, I'm going to talk to Clem Peabody.
That's good. You maybe got a plan, huh?
Perhaps I have.
At Eagle Pass, Bill Lawson and his men had converted the general store into a lounging room with tables for cards. Old Pop Carter, its former owner, sat alone behind the counter, which had been made into a bar. A man entered, slapping dust from his clothes, and Lawson looked up, saying,
Well, Butch, took you long enough to get back from town.
Yeah, I was sort of hell up there. Things didn't work out just the way we figured they would.
What do you mean they didn't work out?
Just what I say. Kept an eye on Clem Peabody, just like you told me to.
Well, what'd he do?
Sold the critters and got the cash for him.
Yeah, then what?
Hey, give me a drink there, Pop. I'm thirsty from the ride.
Never mind that. Where's Clem Peabody?
Heading back this way with 500 head of cattle.
500 head of cattle for what?
For you, I reckon.
But you said he'd sold his cattle.
So he did. Then he talked to a stranger. The two of them left the cafe and still kept on talking.
Who's the stranger?
Dunno. Never seen him before.
Then what?
He stayed over till the next morning, so I had to stay along, too, to keep an eye on him, like you said to do.
Yeah?
Well, next morning he goes to the agent he'd sold the cows to and bought back 500 head.
For cash money?
Sure. And he rounded up his waddies, and they started driving 500 head of cattle back this way. They're heading this way now.
How far back?
They'll be here in an hour or so, I reckon. I didn't want to get too far ahead of them. I wanted to make sure they was heading back this way.
Wonder what the Sam Healy's bringing back 500 head of cattle for. What'd he do with the rest of his cash money?
Left it in the bank there.
Banked it? You mean to say he's coming back without no cash?
That's just what he's doing.
But I got his note. I got his note for $500.
Yeah, I know you have.
He owes me $500.
Or 500 head of cattle. Maybe he figures on paying you in cattle.
He's crazy if he does. That cattle's worth a sight more than $500.
Crazy like a fox.
Shut up. Maybe it ain't worth that much to him.
What'd he pay for it to buy it back, do you know?
Nope. Couldn't find out.
There's Clem Peabody heading this way now. You can see him off in the distance.
Yeah, let me take a look.
You see, Bill? There he is. Ain't that him?
Looks like him.
That's him, all right.
I don't want them cattle. I didn't figure anybody would pay us off on cattle. I want the cash.
Like you're going to get the cattle instead, Bill.
What'll we do with the critters? There ain't no grazing here for them.
I'll tell you what I figure. In fact, I was told that by an Injun named Tonto. Ever hear him, Pop?
Well, I might have, and again, I might not.
Never mind that. What'd he tell you?
You see, Bill, This engine, he come up to me and he says the only way they could drive us out in here was to get you to do something illegal.
Yeah?
Such as selling branded cattle.
They can't get me if I buy it legal, can they?
Well, as to that, they might be able to. Might be hard for a man with your background to prove you got it legal, savvy.
Anyhow, we're wised up to what Clem Peabody is scheming. That's something. Let him bring the cattle. I'll accept it. They don't get me on no law angles. I'm too smart for them.
Injun named Tonto with a white horse.
What are you caping and laughing about, you old fool?
Oh, nothing. As you say, Bill, you're too smart to get trapped easy.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Bill Lawson purchased the control of Eagle Pass and demanded that he receive either cash or cattle for each herd driven through the cut. Clem Peabody, following the advice of the Lone Ranger, paid his toll in cattle. Our next scene opens in Clem Peabody's house. His wife is scolding him for giving Lawson 500 cows.
Of all the plain and fancy food.
No, Dolly, I knowed what I was doing.
Right fun you did. Of all things I ever heard tell of, this is the limit.
All right, Dolly, let it go at that.
I won't let it go. You must have lost your mind. You had all the cash money and was to turn $500 of it over to Bill Lawson.
And that's a lot of money.
But you spent sight more than that buying back 500 head of cattle.
I know.
What ever got into you?
Well, I talked to a man at Longhorn.
You talked to a man? My sakes alive, I'm glad you didn't talk to two men. You might have come back without banking a dime.
Someone coming, Dolly. Now hush up while we got company. Come on in.
Ma'am, I want to speak with you.
Hey, Brent. Ginger, it's good to see you. Leave the door open. It's kind of stuffy in here. You're a long way from your own spread.
Ma'am, I heard things about Eagle Pass.
And there's plenty to hear about. I just got back.
I know that. You had to choose between $500 and 500 head of cattle.
That's right.
And the doggone idiot gave away the cattle.
So I heard. That's why I come here. Clem, you ain't touching the head, are you?
Nope.
Ain't been eating loco weed?
Nope.
Every one of your waddies was plumb disgusted with you for what you done.
I better not say so where I can hear him.
Clem, I'm an old friend. I'm here to see just what's being behind that move of yours. Now, you ain't a fool. And you never in your life went off half-cocked in a business deal.
Not till now. But he sure made up for all the caution he showed heretofore.
Now, hold on, Dolly. There's a smart look in his face. Clem, just what's your angle on it?
Abe, there's a masked man heading this way. He's coming around through the hills to get to this grazing without going through the pass.
Yeah?
He's a-riding a white horse. The finest horse in the whole blame country.
Go on.
He's the one told me to give them critters cattle instead of cash.
Mask and riding a white horse?
Yep.
Tell me some more.
He's going to have a talk with all you ranchers before you drive your cows through the pass.
Yeah?
And try and persuade you to do what I done.
By all that's righteous. If he thinks he can do that, he's more a fool than Clem is.
Ain't so sure he won't persuade the boys to give away cows, Dolly.
If there was any point to it, Hey, there's someone riding down here now. Look out that door.
Come on, Silver!
A white horse, Clem. Get your gun. He must be one of the outlaws.
Clem, he's called his horse Silver. You mean to say the man that told you what to do is the Lone Ranger?
Yes, so. And there he comes to get the rest of you cowmen to help.
Well, if the Lone Ranger says for me to give them crooks cattle, I'll give them cattle.
You'll do what Clem done?
Yes, and so will all the other men. Dolly, mean to say you never heard of the Lone Ranger?
Oh, there, Silver, old boy.
Here I am, mister. He got through the hills in record time.
Come with me, Clem. We've got to call on the other ranchers before they drive their cattle to the pass.
Here's one you can talk to right now, mister.
This is Abe Brent. Tell him your scheme and he'll help to spread the word around.
Good. Come on and ride with me.
Clem, get your horse hitched up. Did you hear that?
I heard it, and we're a-riding.
Clem Peabody and Abe Brent rode with the Lone Ranger. They went from ranch to ranch, pausing only long enough to explain their plan and get a promise of cooperation from the owners. They covered the valley from end to end as they enlisted the ranchers in their cause. When their work was done, the Lone Ranger left the valley by way of the hills, avoiding Lawson's men. At Eagle Pass, Lawson himself was pacing the floor of the general store in a rage. Pop Carter, grinning, watched him from behind the counter.
We gotta do something about it. What's the matter with you men? Can't none of you think of something? Who'd ever think the thing would work out this way? Every doggone critter that's gone through here with a herd has chosen to leave cattle instead of cash.
We got the whole place cluttered up with cattle.
Boss, all I can suggest is that you stop accepting cattle. Make them pay in cash.
But blast it, how can I? They don't have the cash when they head for the east, and they can't get the cash if they don't sell the cattle. And they won't go through with cattle unless I take the doggone cows in payment of the toll.
We can't go on like this much longer, boss. Them cows have got to be fed.
Why don't you take a chance and drive them into town and sell them?
Wouldn't that be smart now? Wouldn't it be smart? Every lawman in the country wanting to frame me for something, and I go to try and sell cattle with 50 assorted brands registered in other men's names.
You can show bills of sale, though. You can prove the cattle's yours.
Where's that engine that was around here?
Right here beside me, Lawson.
Hey, you. Come over here.
Me come. What you want?
You've been hanging around here for the past week.
Me help you.
I wonder if you've been helping. You said they was laying for me in town, waiting for me to try and sell some of this cattle.
Why you not try?
Where'd you get your facts?
Me hear lawmen talk.
What'd they say?
Them say maybe get him you in jail at last.
What about selling cattle?
Lawman hope you try.
Reckon that's all I need to know, then. There ain't no sense in playing right into their hands.
They just hanker to have you run them cows to town, Bill.
Well, we gotta do something. We got too much value in them cows to let them die for lack of grazing. See who that is. There ain't no more cows heading this way, is there?
The guard said he would have said so if there was.
Well, what do you want?
It's Clem Peabody.
Howdy, Bob.
Howdy, Clem.
I'll make a deal with you, Lawson.
Well?
You got a lot of cattle that needs grazing, ain't you?
What about it?
I figured maybe you could use my men to drive the herd to town to sell it.
Oh, you did, eh? Well, I'm wise to the scheme to get me to sell them critters, see? I ain't stepping into no frame-up to land me in jail.
How'd you know about that?
I knowed about it. That's all that counts.
Oh, shucks. Well, then ain't no use us figuring no further.
Reckon you got the best service.
Yeah, darn right.
After me letting you have cows instead of cash, hoping to get you that way.
Yeah. Now get out of here.
I'm broke now. Look here, Lawson. You need land, don't you?
What if I do?
Your cows has to eat. If you had a ranch and the brands that go with it, you'd be setting right well in the cattle business with all them critters to start with.
Well?
You'll have to hold them till next season if you don't own some brands of your own. Now, why don't you buy my spread?
Huh?
Maybe there's an idea, Bill.
For how much?
How much cash you got?
None. I'll sign notes for the place.
Well, I sort of hope to get some cash.
I ain't more than $1,000 all told.
You give me that much down, I take notes for the rest. How'd that be?
What do you think of it, boys?
And it's a go?
Real deal. Get out some paper and we'll draw up an agreement. Boys, we're going to be honest cattlemen. How's that, eh?
Thank you. agreement was drawn up between Lawson and Clem, and the $1,000 paid over to the rancher. Unnoticed by anyone, Tonto left the store and rode to the cliff, where he sent up a smoke signal. Lawson's men began the roundup of their cattle. Their horses circled the herd, forcing the scattered animals into a compact group. Then the herd was started on its journey into the valley. Clem and Lawson rode side by side.
We've got quite a ways to go to reach the ranch, Lawson.
How far?
It'll take quite a while to get there. We've got to cross a dozen other ranches.
We have?
Yeah, you see, the valley here is gosh awful long, but it ain't so wide. Each of the ranch owners owns the land from one side to the other.
Yeah.
There's the square D just ahead.
What are all them men lined up there?
Looks like they've been fixing up the fences.
Looks like they've been fixing up their shooting irons. What are the irons like that for?
Hi there, Lee.
Hi, Clem.
Well, oh boy, steady there.
Steady. Woo, woo.
Hey, if I sold my ranch to Bill Lawson, he's moving his cattle to it.
Yeah? Well, he has to cross my land to get there.
All right, then. Let me through.
Not so fast, Lawson. I'm charging toll to get across my ranch.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Bill?
They aim to charge us across this land.
Come on, Bill. Hey, there's a masked man coming. The lawman with him.
Yeah. I figured maybe you wouldn't like paying toll as well as you like collecting it. So arrange for the sheriff to be here. He'd sure admire to see you start some trouble.
Any trouble here?
Not yet, Sheriff.
But wait, Bill ain't got no cash.
That's all right. I'll take it out in cattle. A quarter of what he's got.
Lawson turned over a fourth of his herd to the owner of the Square D Ranch, then continued his journey while the sheriff's posse and the Lone Ranger accompanied him. At length, they reached the boundary of the next ranch, where they were confronted by Sam Tuttle and his men, all heavily armed.
Clem! What's all this?
Hold out my place, Sam. Lawson is taking his critters there.
Yeah? Well, that's interesting. Reckon I'll have to get some toll if he aims to cross my land.
What's that?
It's robbery.
Of all the dreaded,
I... Come on, Lawson. Make some trouble. Just start it.
You'll have your choice, Lawson. Cash or a quarter of your stock.
Yep, cash or cows. No matter now.
I won't do it. We'll go back.
You'll pay to go back. Play for the square D. We'll charge you again.
How the Sam Hill Forest your ranch?
Why, it's fair yet.
Blast it all. Count out a quarter of the cows and leave them here. We gotta go on.
Ahead. Reckon, Bill, that's another ranch we gotta cross.
And more toll to pay?
Reckon so. Traveling comes high in these parts.
Pay up or turn back.
Turn back and then first two will collect again.
Lawson, almost frantic, went on his way. With every ranch he crossed, more cows were taken. The cattlemen no longer asked for 1/4. But each demanded the return of the same number of animals originally taken from him. When at last they reached Clem Peabody's ranch, less than 100 cows remained. Lawson stared at the cattlemen, his temper beyond control.
Oh, you can all go to blazes. I'm here, and what cows I got left are mine. I bought this land, so clear off.
1 minute, Lawson. You bought the land, but what will you do for water?
What? Ain't there water here?
Oh, I sure to mention it, Bill. Hey, you got to get your water from the next ranch. An old skin blend Lewis is awful stingy. I'm afraid he'll want cash money.
I get it. The whole thing's a put-up job.
You realize that at last, huh?
I realized it when you called that horse Silver. You done this. You schemed to get the cows back to these ranchers.
Lawson, you can stay here on Clem's land and do without water. Or you can let Clem keep the cattle that's left and the cash you paid and clear out.
He was better off before we tried to go honest.
You didn't try in the right way.
Boys, we're quitting.
Let's get out of here. I had enough.
Come on, you keep your darn ranch and cows.
Thank you, Bill. Just sign this paper. I already got drawn up.
You give it to me. Hit it already, huh? There. Now we're leaving here.
Let's start now. The sooner the better.
Hold on, Butch. Don't go back the way we come. We're heading for the hills.
But that's all.
I says we're heading for the hills. If we go back across all them doggone ranches, we won't even have our horses left.
I know, Silver! Come on, there, Silver, old boy! Tunnels ahead! We'll see what he's signaling us for! I know, Silver! Away!
listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. Subscribe for free through iTunes, Podbean, and RSS. Next, we have another action-packed episode of The Lone Ranger. The subject of justice is a common thread in the Western genre, and in this next episode, the local sheriff and the U.S. Marshal face off with different ideas about how to find a culprit. This is The Lone Ranger, Proposal of Deception, first broadcast May 13, 1938, on various stations that later became Mutual.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. States established a new frontier, spreading its government over the new Western Territory, it found it almost impossible to cope with the lawlessness that ran rampant. Heroes of justice were born in those hectic days, stalwart men whose deeds have been recorded in the written history of this great country. Most picturesque and colorful of all is the phantom figure of the plains who rode astride a great white horse called Silver. Let us return to the West of old and thrill to another exciting adventure. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! That's it, old fellow! We've a big job ahead of us! Dig in, old boy! I'll Silver! Away!
United States Marshal Dan Calloway had been appointed to temper the reckless methods of the Western law agencies and do away with the unfair trials existing in those days. In the first scene of our Lone Ranger drama, we find Steve Tucker, the sheriff of Grant County, in a heated argument with Calloway.
I tell you, Calloway, you're all wrong. All this newfangled, doggone tomfoolery of yours is just the thing the crooks around here profit by.
Your old-style methods of punishing crooks was all right a time back, Tucker. But now, since the Gold Hills have brought so many folks, we need more law and order.
Law and order is right. But I'm dad-redded if you'll get that same by making it easy for crooks to get away with thieving and murder.
Who says we're making it easy?
I do. Maybe you are the U.S. Marshal, but you're still an idiot.
According to law, a man's innocent till he's proved guilty.
That means that we can know a critter is guilty just as well as we know our own name. But can't do nothing less than we can prove it.
That's right.
Look at Slim Carter. That slick-haired, smooth-talking polecat killed Bart Jones as sure as you're born.
Wasn't proved.
He stole the folding money Pete Frisbee had saved up. He even spent that money. And still he went free when he come to trial.
He wasn't proved guilty, Tucker. As sheriff, it's your job to get enough evidence to convince a jury.
I just as much as seen Slim Carter kill old Bart.
But you didn't see it, did you?
I know he was guilty. Blast it all, Calloway. It is up to him to prove he wasn't guilty.
That's where you're wrong, Sheriff Tucker. Your methods are old-fashioned. Now take my advice and run the office like it should be run, or you'll have to be replaced.
Why, blast your hide. That dirty coyote
Carter... Hey, watch your speech. In the eyes of the law, Carter is as honest as you are.
Yeah. He's free when he should have swung a month ago. Free to go and rob and kill some more. That skunk is laughing at the law.
You seem pretty sure of yourself, Sheriff.
I am. He can do just what he doggone well pleases the way you handle things. Zeke Merrill will tell you the same.
Zeke Merrill?
Yes. He's worth a heap of money. Owns a big gold claim in the hills. Zeke will tell you what sort of critter Slim Carter is.
How's he know?
Same as me. We was together when we heard what old Bart said before he died. If only he was alive, he'd tell a few things about Carter, too.
Well, there ain't no proof that Carter killed him.
The word of Zeke Merrill and me ain't enough?
No. Carter proved by witnesses that he was somewhere else. And that's all that's needed in a court of law.
Listen, Calloway, you come with me.
Where to?
Zeke Merrill's house. I don't know if he'll be there or not. He might be out living in the shack that he's claimed like he does ever so often. But if he's to home, he'll tell you a few things about Slim Carter.
I ain't interested in hearsay ever.
Well, come along anyhow. Dad rat it. Something has to be done to put Carter where he belongs. If it ain't done, he'll clean out the whole blame town.
I ain't interested in hearsay, I tell you.
Then I'll go get Zeke and fetch him to you. Blasted newfangled way of doing things. Ain't right, that's all. Ain't right.
Zeke Merrill was respected throughout the community for his honesty and fair dealing. We go to his home now and meet his daughter Nancy, busily engaged packing things into a trunk, while Slim Carter, the man discussed in the last scene, helps her.
I don't understand Paul not coming here to bid us goodbye, Slim.
He said he'd try hard to get down from his claim, Nancy, but he thinks he struck a new lode and he's anxious to follow her.
But he did say he was willing for us to get married.
Oh, sure. Didn't I tell you he was?
Yes.
Wouldn't doubt my word, would you, Nancy?
If I doubted you, Slim, do you think I'd be fixing to marry you and take the next stage for the East?
Sure not. You're a great girl, honey.
There's only one thing worries me, Slim.
What's that, honey?
Would you care as much for me if Paul wasn't so rich?
Of course I would. What's his cash got to do with us?
Well, likely we'll have it all someday.
Money don't mean a thing to me.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that.
Hustle up now. Get that packing done. We'll slip over to the next town. Get married.
Why not here?
No, I'd sooner do the thing sort of secret. I don't want a lot of noise making and horseplay when we take the stage.
Brad, that's Paul.
Oh,
I'll go see. You wait right here, Slim.
Howdy, Miss Nancy. Is your Paul at home?
Oh, Sheriff Tucker. I'm glad to see you. Come on in.
Where's he?
He's at his claim.
Shucks, I figured on seeing him.
I'm sorry, but stepping out of the room, I'm just packing my things.
Packing your things?
Mm-hmm. Slim Carter and I are going to be married and take the next stage for the East.
What's that? Slim Carter?
Yes. Why?
Why, that dirty...
Sheriff, don't you dare say anything against Slim. Father said it was all right for us to be married.
Your Paul said that? When?
Slim rode up to his claim to ask him. He said it would be all right.
That's a downright lie. Where is that snake?
Right here.
Well, you dirty...
That's a fair sheriff, Tucker. I've got you covered.
Slim, don't shoot.
I won't. Unless the sheriff aims to make some trouble for himself. You had it into me ever since you failed to solve a couple of crimes. You're trying to frame me for him, Tucker.
Well, you...
Thanks to the U.S. Marshal, you didn't get away with it.
You're a murderer and a crook.
He isn't. He told me how he's been treated here. That's why he's leaving for the East.
Nancy, do some straight thinking. That smooth-talking horn-toad has you believing anything he wants to tell you.
He's been misjudged. Just because he's from the East, you tried to frame him so you'd get credit for solving some crimes.
No. Oh, of all the blasts.
Now, watch your language, Sheriff.
Will you? You.
Nancy and I are getting married and living on the next stage for the East.
Well, by darn, you ain't doing no such thing.
You can't stop it.
The heck I can't. You ain't leaving here till I see your father. I'll bring him here and then see what he's got to say.
He won't come. He told Slim so.
He'll come soon enough if he hears you're fixing to marry that crook.
Why don't you go and see him, Tucker?
That's a smart idea. There, you see? Slim is on the level.
There ain't nothing with less sense than a woman in love. By thunderation, Nancy, this polecat sure enough got you believing black's white.
You'd better leave here, Sheriff Tucker. I don't like the things you've said.
You ain't heard nothing to what I'd like to say.
Please go.
I'll go. But by thunder, you just try leaving town till I get your old man here. You just try. I'll have the stage held till I get back with Zeke.
Oh, hold on a minute, Sheriff. I have something to say.
You said too much.
I don't suppose there's any sense wasting time trying to convince you that I did see Zeke.
No, there ain't.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Well?
You wait until tomorrow morning. I'll ride up to Zeke's claim with you.
Zeke.
You will?
Sure I will.
What time?
Well, I don't get up as early as you do. Let's plan to start about 9 o'clock.
Well, that's the middle of the day.
I won't start at dawn. We'll leave at 9.
Well, it'll be dark when we get there.
What of it? We'll spend the night with Zeke and then start back the next morning.
But, Jim, that'll mean we'll miss the stage.
That's all right, honey. We can take the next one. I'd sooner wait a while and have a lot of trouble with this old fool.
Old fool, huh? All right. We'll see Zeke Merrill, and if he says he's willing for you and his girl to marry, then by thunder, I guess I am an old fool. I'll meet you at 9 in the morning.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto enter our story at this point. The famous masked man and his Indian companion were camped in the shelter of huge rocks high up in the Gold Hills. Their fire was too small to be noticed by a man who rode past them.
Tonto, it's dangerous riding through these hills after dark.
It's plenty bad.
There are dozens of places on the trail where a single misstep would mean certain death.
Not right.
Those who know these hills don't travel after dark.
Tonto, go, warn rider.
Very well.
You stay here. Meet rider now.
Yeah, now, Silver, old boy. I guess you're pretty well fixed for the night. We'll start out at daybreak, Silver, and head for town to see about the new United States Marshal there.
You wait!
Wonder who the rider is. I'd like to see him, but if he saw my mask, he might think it was a holdup and try to run for it.
Show you. Yeah.
Oh. Tonto! Tonto! Have you been hit?
Me all right.
So why did he fire at you?
Me not know. Me try stop him.
And he shot at you?
Him may be local.
Did you see who it was?
No, not see him. It's plenty dark.
We've got to go after him. Steady, Silver.
Who, right, trail?
Yes, that man must be stopped.
Trail danger.
Silver can cover it. That man thought you were a highwayman. It'll be our fault if he's hurt.
Here, saddle.
Cinch up and hurry.
The following morning, Sheriff Tucker stopped at the home of Carter according to the arrangements made the night before. It had been agreed that Carter would accompany the sheriff to Zeke Merrill's mine.
You there, Carter? Open the door. Sounds like he's sick or something. You ready to go?
Oh, Sheriff, I'm a sick man.
What ails you?
I don't know what it is. I've been awake all night. First a bad toothache, and I got the aching all over.
So you're scheming to get out of having Zeke Merrill tell the truth about you?
No, it ain't that. I just ain't up to riding in the mountains today.
Very savvy.
I wish I could. Look here, Tucker. Why didn't you ride up there alone?
And leave you here?
Sure. You can ask Merrill if he didn't say it'd be all right for me to marry Nancy.
I can guess his answer without riding up there.
But you can't. You won't believe what I say.
Darn right I won't.
Well, go ask him.
And leave you here?
Yeah.
Then you hightail it while I'm gone.
I'll wait here till you get back. I'll give you my word on it.
Your word ain't worth a hoop to me. I wouldn't trust you as far as I can throw a mountain. I tell
me
you that if I...
want water.
Huh?
Where'd you come from?
Me travel long way. Me want water.
Well, help yourself to water, Redskin. There's a spring east of the house.
What matter, feller?
Huh?
You plenty sick?
Well, that's what he tells me, but I got my doubts.
Him sick, feller. Me fix him.
Well, hold on.
What ails him, Injun?
Me look. Find out.
Get away from me. I don't want no Redskin around me.
You got fever.
I ain't.
Hold on, Carter. Some of these Redskins know more about doctrine than regular sawbones.
This fella plenty sick. Me stay here. Make him well.
Look, I
see what you can do for him, Injun. I'll go get a couple of men to stand guard here. I'll do what you say, Carter, and head for Merrill's shack. But I'll make blame sure you stay here and don't run off with Nancy when I ain't around. I'll be back pronto with some guards.
Confounded Indian. I ain't no more sick than you are. Now clear out of here.
You not know, Tonto.
I don't want to know you.
It plenty dark last night. You not see Injun good.
What do you mean?
You not shoot straight. You miss.
Get away from me. I didn't mean no harm last night. I didn't want to hurt you.
You not hurt any feller again.
Don't use that knife. Don't.
Tonto fix him you for all time.
Mr. Police Injun, go away. Don't look at me like that.
Now Tonto fix him you. Good.
No, he's just going to kill me. Help me. Help!
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Carter, whose elopement with Nancy Merrill was prevented by the sheriff, had agreed to face Nancy's father the next morning. But that same night, he made a secret trip to Merrill's mine, meeting Tonto on the way and firing at him. When the sheriff called for Slim, the young man pretended to be too sick to make the journey. Tonto entered, and when the sheriff left, he remained behind to threaten Carter. Our next scene is in the sheriff's office. Tucker is strapping his guns on.
Doggone, Sheriff. What are you doing back in the office?
I'm here to get you. Strap on your shooting iron and come with me.
To Zeke Merrill's claim?
No, I've got to go on there alone. Slim Carter has took sick.
Sick, eh? Too doggone bad he can't be worse off. Reckon that's the only way that polecat's crooked work will ever be stopped.
I thought he was bluffing at first, just wanting to get out on a trip to Merrill's claim. But I guess he's really sick.
Why?
An Injun came while I was there. He said Slim had the fever.
Maybe it's the cussedness inside him biling up.
Anyhow, I ain't taking no chances.
On what?
Him pulling the wool over my eyes. I wouldn't put it past him to play sick just to get me to go to see Zeke by myself and leave him to run off with Nancy as soon as my back is turned.
Oh, I'm ready. What'll I do?
Stay right with Slim Carter. Stand guard.
So's he can't leave, eh?
Right. Come on now.
Sheriff.
Yeah?
Look, I'm to stand guard on that critter all day long, Nita.
Yeah?
Maybe all night if you don't get back by dark.
Maybe. If it's dark when I'm at Merrill's place, I'll spend the night there sooner than make the mountain trail at night.
Yeah. Now, what I was thinking of was this. Suppose, for instance, Slim Carter figured to try and bust away from me.
Don't let him.
Oh, I wouldn't let him. I was just thinking, suppose he did try and bust away. Maybe I'd have to use my fist or a gun butt to sort of keep him quiet.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Hold on. If he tries to bust away, keep him quiet.
I sure will.
But don't get handy with your fists if he behaves himself. I can't tolerate that sort of roughhouse.
Oh, now, Sheriff, I...
Get up. Wonder where the marshal is.
The less I see of him, the better I like it. Dang fool notions he has about enforcing the law. Give me the willies.
Well, maybe someday he'll learn better.
Hey, Sheriff, look yonder.
Sheriff, help me.
What the Sam Hill?
That's Slim Carter. And he don't run like a man that's down sick with a fever.
Sheriff, go away, Ranger. Don't let him get me.
What's the matter with you?
Save me. Don't let the Ranger get me. He's like to kill me.
What Ranger?
He's got me mixed with someone else. He thinks I tried to kill him or something.
He's got the wrong man. It
seems like you got away of always being mistook for someone else.
You'll kill me if he has a chance.
Gosh, wouldn't that be too bad?
Make him go away. Look at the way he stands there glaring at me.
He ain't the only one that looks at you with that sort of expression.
Don't go away. You gotta stay in town. It's your duty to protect the citizen.
Oh? Well, I'm not staying here. I'm going to Zeke's claim.
Then make that redskin leave. Make him clear out.
He's got as much right to be here as anyone. What's he done?
Well, he ain't done nothing yet. It's what he's gonna do.
You're loco.
I ain't loco. See for yourself. There he is, standing staring, waiting for his chance.
Sam, you better ride along with me. I reckon there ain't no use you staying around town.
You can't leave me. I'll go with you.
Now you're showing sense.
Well, I'd sooner go and stay here with that redskin.
All right, then. Get your horse and come along. That Injun don't use the ways of white doctors, but he seems to have cured whatever ailed you mighty sudden.
Get your horse. We'll wait for you.
I'll get cinched up. I'll be with you pronto.
Somehow, Sam, I like that redskin.
Me too. He's coming this way.
Hi, Injun.
Oh.
What'd you do to that hombre?
Me talk... You?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Feller go to claim.
Who went where?
Feller named Slim go Merrill place last night.
He did? What'd he go there for?
Murder.
Murder? Leaping cactus. Mean to say he's killed Zeke Merrill?
You come, we find out.
We're heading there pronto.
First.
Huh?
You hear Tonto talk.
Your name Tonto?
That's right. You hear plan.
Plan?
Me scare bad feller.
You scared him all right enough, but what's the reason?
And what's this about a murder?
Tonto tell you.
While Slim Carter was saddling his horse for the ride to Merrill's place, Tonto told Sheriff Tucker of the Lone Ranger's plan. Then the sheriff, his deputy Sam, and Slim proceeded to the Gold Hills. Slim was quiet for most of the trip, but towards sundown, he grew more and more uneasy with each passing moment.
Straight ahead, and there's the shack, Sam.
Yep. Won't be long before we get there now.
Reckon we won't have long to wait for grub, neither. Zeke will be fixing up some victuals about the time we get there.
And I'm that hungry I could eat my boots.
Yeah, me too.
Not over to you, Carter. You don't seem comfortable in that saddle.
I'm all right.
For your sake, Carter, I hope you told the truth about what Zeke said.
Sure I did.
Well, we get the truth firsthand pretty quick now.
I told it to you.
Zeke Merrill agreed you could marry Nancy, huh?
Sure, that's it.
That don't sound like Zeke, by darn.
Well, you're going to ask him, ain't you? You think I'd have made you ride all the way up here if I didn't know what I was talking about?
There ain't no telling what a critter like you will do, Carter.
Ain't no way of figuring out why you do the things you do, neither.
Ever ridden this trail before, Slim?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, what made you think I had?
Just asking, that's all. That Injun said you took a shot at him last night.
You don't believe an Injun, do you?
Getting so I don't believe much of what anyone says. Reckon there ain't no use anymore. A man has got to have cold facts to work on.
If he looks at things like the new marshal does, it don't matter a bit what a man believes.
Sheriff, I reckon it'd be better if you and the deputy went on alone.
Went on alone? What do you mean?
Just that. Oh, hold steady. I'll wait here for you. You go on and talk to Zeke and see just what he says.
You're coming along with us.
Oh, but hold on, Sheriff. You're a suspicious man.
Got reasons to be.
Well, if I was there, you might have a notion I was making Zeke agree to the marriage. If I ain't there, there won't be no interference. You can ask him anything you want to ask him.
And where'd you be while I'm talking to him?
I'll be right around. I ain't gonna run out on you.
Maybe he's right, Sam. What do you think?
Well, ain't no harm in us going on alone. He can't get far. Even if he does try to get back to town, he won't make it in time to do him no good.
I'll wait right here, Sheriff. When you finish talking to Zeke and found I'm on the level, you can just come to the door and wave to me.
All right, you stay right here and see that you wait. Come on, Sam.
Get up.
I'll be right here waiting.
You better be.
I'll be here, I'm sure. You can't go back with me. I reckon the next half hour I'll see the end of all my troubles.
Don't move.
That mask.
Go ahead to the cabin, but go slowly.
Oh,
Oh, listen, mister. If it's cash you want...
I don't want cash. Get going. Into Zeke Merrill's cabin, Slim. Here, Silver.
Who are you? Why should I go to Merrill's cabin?
You'll find out when you get there. Now on your way.
I won't do it. I ain't moving a step near the cabin.
Hurry.
No. Well, let's talk it over. Put them guns down, stranger.
Hurry.
You made a mistake. You got the wrong man. I ain't who you think I am.
You're Slim Carter.
I won't go to that house.
We'll see about that.
Let me go. Let me go.
Now, come along. Come on, Silver.
Let me go. Don't pull me like this. They dragged me off my horse. Let loose that rope.
It won't do you any good to yell like that. You'd come along peaceably. I wouldn't have had to rope you. Here we are. Pull more. Just to make sure you stay where you're put, I'll toss more coils of rope on you.
Please, listen to me. Wait a minute, mister.
What's going on out here? Here's someone to see you, Merrill.
Carter! Save me, he's got me wrong.
Again?
No, none of you. Draw your guns. I'm covering you.
What's the big idea of this?
Put this man near your fire.
Help me, Sheriff. What for?
All of you listen to what I have to say. Merrill, you and Sheriff Tucker are the only ones who know Slim Carter for what he really is.
Let me out. It's life and death. It's hot here. Put that fire out. Listen to me.
Shut up. We got something more interesting to hear. Go on, stranger.
What's the mask mean? Who is this man, Sheriff Tucker?
Throw more wood on that fire.
I'll attend to it.
Both of you men knew Slim Carter was no good. He had to get rid of both of you so he could marry Nancy and inherit your money, Zeke.
I'd like to see him try to marry Nancy.
He was figuring on it.
If you were killed, she'd believe his story that you gave permission for the marriage. If the sheriff was killed with you, there would be no obstacle left. That's what Slim Carter planned when he sent Sheriff Tucker here.
Planned a murderess. Why, you dirty, scheming pole cat.
I'll explain everything. I can explain it all.
I'll do the explaining. Let's have more fire. It's cold here.
Sam, more wood.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Don't throw more wood on that fire.
Build the fire high so it'll last till morning. We leave here and get the U.S. Marshal to come up and get Slim Carter.
I hope you got proof of what you said, mister. How did he plan to kill us?
Let the Marshal find that out. Come with me.
No, don't leave me. Don't leave me to die. You can't do it. It's the same as murder.
You'll be comfortable here, Carter.
No,
the rope won't hurt unless you struggle.
No.
We'll be back before you need food. No.
Let's go. Keith, you come along.
You say so, Tucker.
That's all the wood is on hand.
It'll do.
No, not that wood. Don't leave me. Get out of here. Save me.
What do you mean?
I've done it. I built a log with blasting powder. It's in the fire now. It'll blow up most any minute. Save me. Take me out. Out here. Hurry, while there's a chance.
You admit filling along with powder?
Hey, I'm telling you.
Attempting to kill Zeke Merrill?
No, I admit anything. Just take me out of here.
Sending the sheriff here to die?
Yes.
All right, that's all we need. Your confession will be enough. You needn't worry, Carter. I followed you last night. Saw you come here and fill that log with powder. Put it where Zeke Merrill would take it into the house for tonight's fire.
You did?
Well, I'll be. And you didn't tell me? Instead, I took the powder from the log. It's harmless. Tonto went to town to learn more about Slim Carter.
Now we got you, Slim, with your own confession.
Frame me, huh? Frame me. Well, I deny it all. What's the word of a masked man? There ain't no proof of what you say.
And you think the U.S. Marshal will believe you in preference to us?
Well, I'll take my chances on that.
Of all the dirty, two-faced, double-tied skunks.
Well, we're witnesses to what you confess.
Sure, and the two of you have been trying to jail me all along. Well, I'm glad there's law and order in this section that calls for proof. No,
I'm... You overlook one thing, Carter.
Well?
You're counting on the leniency of the new marshal.
He's for law and order.
He certainly is. And that's why Tonto brought him here to overhear all that you said.
We hear him.
Howdy, gents.
Marshal.
Did you hear this rat-faced crook squealing when he thought his worthless hide was in danger?
I sure did, Merrill. And it looks like Sheriff Tucker and I had better get together on the way we deal out justice. Carter? This is the time you stuck your neck right into the noose.
Shucks, he didn't do it. The masked man and Tonto stuck his neck in for him.
Come on, there, Silver, old boy. There's trouble ahead, and Tonto is waiting. I'll see you. Thank you.
thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Each week we bring you the best recordings from radio's golden age. Next week we present more Western excitement with Gunsmoke. I hope you can find time to listen again next time. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.